Okay, we were talking at the top of the show about Urbana High School and the fact that the football varsity schedule has been canceled. The coach says the kids, by and large, are just too young. They lost their first game 65-0, and it's not safe to put them out there. Well, there are some seniors on the team as well, and Natika Simmons is the mom of one of them. She doesn't like what's happening, and she joins us on a phone line now. Natika, welcome to WGN.
Thank you for having me. Thank you so much.
Okay, so tell me the situation as you understand it, as you know it.
The situation that I understand is that Mr. Jones, which is the coach for the Urbana High School right now, is stating that he is canceling the varsity season due to safety concerns. Now, as a parent, I want nothing more than my son to be safe on the field. But this is a hard pill to swallow after him only coaching our children for 21 days, not consulting any of the other assistant coaches who have had them for years and throughout the entire summer.
Natika, is he a new coach to the district?
He is a new coach to the district. Okay. He's only been here 21 days.
And he says that the kids are just too young. There are too many freshmen. Do you know the class breakdown for the varsity team or how many freshmen would be on the field?
As of right now that I understand, there is 13, I do believe, freshmen on the field. As a mom of a senior player who has played for Urbana since his freshman year, he's played varsity up until now. And we have always pretty much had that breakdown.
You've always had that many freshmen on the team?
We always had more freshmen than we ever had upperclassmen.
Okay.
At least for the last 8 years, because I have another son that played for Urbana as well.
Uh-huh.
And it was the same situation in his class as well.
What's your son's name?
My son is playing right now. It's Brandon Simmons.
Brandon, and how is he feeling about all of this?
He is not very excited about it. He has actually chose not to participate in the junior varsity season because he's afraid of the opposite. He's afraid of 11 seniors going into the game and hurting the junior varsity players. So his response was, how do he expect me to go into a game where I'm only playing freshmen and sophomores, and he won't even allow our sophomores to play alongside the seniors that can actually help protect them?
And what does the coach say to you when you voice these complaints?
He said that his decision had already been made, and it basically didn't matter what we thought.
We're talking
about
Natika Simmons. She's a mom at Urbana High School. The football coach, they played one game. They lost 65-0. And the coach, who's going to join us in about 20 minutes, said, look, we're playing too many freshmen. These boys physically aren't ready to play at this level, and I can't in good conscience put them out there. They're going to get hurt. He understands that it's painful, but he said that was the responsible thing to do. And he offered that they could play on the JV team, but Natika, you said your son doesn't want to play on the JV team. Does he hold out? You know, parents and kids always think that they really got a shot at a college scholarship. They're pretty rare. Is your son in that classification?
He is. He was hoping to have a scholarship, if not even a partial scholarship to help play for college. And that has been taken away. And the thing about it is, you're right, it is kind of rare to have, but now we have no opportunity at all because most college coaches are looking at that senior year footage, the junior and senior year footage. And unfortunately, last year, the season was canceled due to low numbers, low enrollment, because the children have lost faith in the athletic department in Urbana. Last year, after the season was canceled, the acting coach at that time actually left and went to our rival team to coach.
What's the rival team?
It was Central High School.
Champaign Central. I used to play them in basketball, Natika. Never liked them.
Yeah, Champaign Central. So it's a huge thing down here. And with Coach Jones coming in, he watched film with the boys. He actually, before he actually was hired on, he actually spent some time on the field watching the boys play. So my argument is, you knew this before they ever stepped foot on Central. As the booster president, myself, along with one of the other parents, sat down and explained to him the delicacy of the situation and what the boys had gone through with the coach leaving them mid-season last year, canceling the season, and going on the sideline of their rival. And so at the very least, we expected to at least have a conversation with the coach before he decided to do it.
Natika, I'm sorry, go ahead. We're out of time.
All right.
Move on, but I'm glad we got a hold of you finally, and you made your case, and we're going to talk to Coach Edmund Jones coming up at about 6:37 to hear what he has to say. Wishing you and your son the best, okay?
Okay, thank you so much. I do have one other thing that I can ask, if you don't mind.
Sure.
If we can just bring up the fact that I would like the IHSA, the Illinois High School Association, to review this and reevaluate their rules, that when a homeschool closes down a program, that our children should have the same opportunity to go to a different school to play like that coach did.
Okay, got it.
That is my main focus right now, is that this doesn't happen to another class again. This is 2 years, and I don't want it to happen for three.
Thanks, Antique. I wish you well.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Bye-bye. You too. It's Chicago's Afternoon News. Okay, remember the folks who did that 77, what's the name of it? I want to get it right. Dario Durham and Sarah Fada, the 77 Flavors of Chicago. They're a couple, and they are podcasting from every neighborhood about different restaurants. They're coming in studio here in just a minute. We'll see if they brought food. First, here's Mary.